This is about making a stand on your business when you start out, make it solid and stable, and making it count. Now, I want to talk about goals and goal setting. And I've seen people set goals that were strictly about money, power, fame. And over the years, and I've had a lot of years, I've seen that those people's lives, I've seen some people with massive amounts of money, their lives are totally destroyed. I've seen people with Hollywood people with massive amount of fame in their lives. Oh, you wouldn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. It's horrible. So if money and fame and power are your goals, I say you're in deep doo-doo. I think you need to stop right now, reconsider what the heck you're doing, because there's a lot more to life than money, power, and fame. And we're going to talk about that. So if you go to that goal setting, achieving part, which I want you to do, it talks about setting goals. And it talks about you set a goal, three goals, one that's doable, one's achievable, and one's, yes, impossible. Because the mind will wander. Sometimes it'll wander from the impossible. And I've seen that happen many times, that the impossible or the very hard to achieve is achieved before the very simple. And that's simply because of the way we've built stops in our mind. But I want to get back to this core thing about setting the right goals. Even before you start, you need to know this. And that is, this universe, no matter what people say, no matter what you try to pretend, you do reap what you sow. That's a universe. That's the way this universe works. If you sow hate, you reap hate. You just get it. If you sow kindness, you get kindness. If you sow wisdom, you get wisdom. So sowing fame, power, and money, yeah, you might get them all, but along with that is what? Self-centeredness, selfishness, me only. You know how that goes. And that's what's going to happen. You set your goals, and I've seen a lot of people get in, and they're just going to say, oh, I'm just going to make money. That's my whole goal. And what that leads to is, well, I might twist the truth here, take a little NLP to trick people who don't really want or need this and trick them into getting it. And I'll make my, and I'll hold a little bit back here, and I'll make my product a little inferior so I can make a little more money or power, where, you know, is, so you're sowing this stuff, and all of a sudden your life starts reaping all that deception, all that misguidance, all that lack of truth. So don't do that. That's the key. So anyway, here's what to do. Make your goal based on integrity, wisdom, kindness, love, truth. I would say most, if you only got three, do integrity, wisdom, and truth. Integrity, wisdom, and truth. You're going to build your business on integrity, wisdom, and truth. And I would add love in there if you can, because that'll make your business explode in a good way. So that's number one thing. Set your foundations of your business. Then set your goals. Go back and read that goal setting thing. What I'm focusing on, if you haven't noticed, is passive residual income. That's what I think over the years is the thing that I missed a lot. Passive residual income offers a degree of freedom. I think it's great wisdom. There's another thing that I want to build into your goal setting. You're going to build a network of people and clients and customers. What we want those to be is yours. Now, I've seen many companies. I was in MLM a lot. I've seen build this incredible network, and then something changes, or the sons take over the company, and all of a sudden, all your work's gone because they took it, and all your, you know, your money's gone. Even I've had that happen. I had 5,000 a couple of times, and the company changed all the patterns, and they got the 5,000, gave me some wonderful sounding words. Took all my clients, and we're going to change the marketing plan, make it back like it was, you know, that deceptive stuff. So all of a sudden, my passive residual's gone, but more important, my whole network that I built was just fragmented. You know, I happen to have some, but the network was with their organization. So don't do that. I want you to build a great network, powerful network, and I want you to keep it as yours. And there's ways to do that. That way, if, say, this product that we're doing right now on the, you know, the helping the vets and helping the, you know, people on the financial edge. Say something happens, which pretty much guaranteed to happen. If something happens and that goes away, your network's still yours, and you just substitute something equally of value, equally of focus. And that's what I do now. I built a network, and it's just my network, and got over 1,000 people in it. But and I've seen had people try to steal that network. So that's where the wisdom comes in. You got wisdom doesn't mean just being wise. It means being protective, being smart, being setting the right guidelines, the right fail safes, getting your books all in order, getting the right lawyers. Because you talk about unethics, there's some real unethics in the law business. So you got to find, there are a few out there who truly make wisdom and you their goal, but you got to check them out because they all say they do. But the truth is, some of all they care about, a lot of them, is money and power. So, let's see here. You setting goals, you got that goal course. You've got, I would recommend 1,000 a week as a goal, passive residual. Now I'm talking to people who maybe have 40-hour jobs, even 50-hour jobs. So this is going to become extra. And so it might take you a year to build it, but it might take you 6 months. But 1,000 a week, see, now that's a very, if it's passive residual income and it's coming in, passive means you don't have to do anything. It keeps coming in over and over, whether you do anything or not. Residual means over and over again, and income means income. You got 1,000 a week where you can live even if your job goes away, which you've seen that happen a lot recently. So this is kind of like building a security measure, putting a security alarm on your house to protect it. And it's putting a security alarm on your life. Another thing that happens is once you get going, some people just say, well, I kind of don't like my job, but I want to go travel and talk to people and maybe double my income to 2,000 a week. See, if you got 1,000 a week coming in, then you can do that. Or maybe I want to diversify and get another safe income coming in of 1,000 a week. And you got 1,000 a week coming in, well, you got the time, the freedom, the space to do that. So that's what this is about, is make your stand and make it on wisdom, truth, and integrity, and make it count. You got to get committed to it. And I think that one of the more powerful ways to do that is start removing some of your limitations, because I found, that's what I used to do pretty much full time, was help people remove limitations. And I found they're normally transparent to them. They might even believe they're true. But when you get down to it, it's just a belief that you hold. That's, I guess, what a truth to you is a belief that something you believe is true. And when you find out what you're believing is not true and that you have control over it, talk about some freedom. So that's what I would recommend, is you do the very basics, like, set these goals, set 1,000 a week, set talking to 20 people a week, learn the communication skills to do that. I'd say not 20 people a week, 20 people a day, maybe even 20 an hour if you want to get to 1,000 a week in, 3 or 6 months. Some of those basics, and we'll cover that again in goal setting, the things that you need to do, and learn the techniques. You're going to talk to 20 people. You're going to get and watch a 10-minute video. You're going to call them back and see what they did. You're going to give them some free stuff, and that's it. Just kind of, then you're going to go on to the next and go on to the next, and you're going to put them on your follow-up list so your email thing follows. There's very specific systems that most people know. But there's a lot of those businesses out there that are not built on integrity, they're not built on wisdom, and they're not built on truth. They're built on money, power, give me, give me, give me. And I don't want your life to be end up in the trash heap of humanity. I'd rather have you be a shining example for others to follow. And the more important thing is when you build your life on wisdom and truth and integrity, life becomes a whole lot more full. You just can't imagine the blessings that making that your goal and your focuses will bring to your life. It'll bring just truth, wisdom, and integrity and love. The things that, well, remember, you reap what you sow. So I'm going to leave it with that. Think this thing through, listen through it again, make notes, and then set your business, make a stand to make it count. And with that, I wish you the best. I pray blessings on all your life and my life, and we'll go on from there. Thank you so much.